on a Zoom with me, because this is how we do interviews in 2020, is our favorite. Her name is Tamara Day. You know her. You love her. And I want to say hi to her because we haven't spoken to her this whole year. Hi, Tamara.
How are you guys?
We miss you.
I miss everybody.
What do you even look like? Do you have, what color hair do you have? Do you have hair?
I mean, that is always a good question to ask, since the hair changes all the time. But at the moment, it's like a two-tone blonde and brunette together. So, yeah, I kept that going through lockdown. I don't know how. There was a stage when it was probably four different colors, but we try not to, try to block that out of my mind.
I love this. You know, I have friends that were trying to do their own hair in lockdown, and some of them, whoo, it's been bad.
Yeah, no, guys. No, my hairstylist, David Gilson at Carlson, was like, do not self-dye. He was like, I was under strict instructions that no matter how bad it got, I was not allowed to do a home dye job. So I had to just, it just kind of wild out very badly for a while, and I was kind of laying low at that time. And then when things kind of eased up a bit, I was able to go and see him. But yeah, adventures, the adventures of lockdown.
Well, I'm glad that you had someone saying no. Many people, I think, needed that no in their lives during
exactly.
Tomorrow, yeah. On a more serious point, like lockdown has been for 5 years already now, and there is no performing.
The worst 10 years of my life.
Right? Even me. What have you been doing? How have you been coping? Have you also been not wearing a bra and baking banana bread, or have you been like smashing out new music? Where are you on the lockdown scale?
Well, I kind of did a bit of both, really. As soon as things got locked down, I suddenly realized, gosh, I need to urgently get sorted at home. So I quickly made a few calls, and we managed to get a little small studio set up going at the house, just so that I could continue to work, and continue to make music and collaborate with producers and things like that. So I managed to get that sorted at the very last second and get a little studio, mini studio going on at home. And really I guess that's how I survived it. I even though I wasn't really making any money, I was keeping myself really busy pushing a new single out, which is called Lock Me Up, which was a collaboration with DJ Moby Dixon, which I pushed out at home, my first independent release. I've never done that before, but that kept me very busy. I think I just, you know, I tried to be as productive as I could, and that kind of made me feel like everything was okay. But I do have to admit that when I wasn't sort of sitting behind my laptop or, you know, recording on my little home setup, I was, it was stressful, you know. It was, sorry, that's my phone going in the background. Let me mute that. It was definitely the way, a tool I used to kind of manage, you know, the stress of kind of there being no work and there being nothing going on and not being able to do gigs and everything. I guess I just, you know, the musicians, we're very resourceful people. We already, I guess the music industry was already a tough industry, and an industry where you really have to be incredibly hands-on and really make things happen for yourself, because you know, that's just how it is. So I guess I really pulled on that experience and just kind of notched it up a bit, and had to kind of just continue to kind of create opportunities for work and just to keep us going while we couldn't be on stage and things like that, you know. So I think we all had to dig deep during that time. Absolutely every person I know was affected in a number of difficult ways by lockdown. I don't know anybody who hasn't had to dig deep and be incredibly creative in some way or another. Yeah.
Now, Tamara, you're not only an artist and a fashion icon, but you're also a mom. And I think that must have been the hardest part, because we all kind of had to dig much deeper and go back to school. And mom and artist and Tamara Day and then mom again. And how did you manage all of this under all of the strain of lockdown?
I must admit, it was tricky to juggle everything. Luckily, my heart went out to the parents whose kids were in like kind of who are a bit older, who had to like literally, they had to literally sit and do, you know, homework and classes and things like that. Mm. And luckily my daughter Lala is, she was 2.5 when lockdown hit. She's going to be 3 now in December, or maybe a bit younger than 2.5 when it hit, but anyway. You know, she needs a lot of stimulation and a lot of activities and a lot of just, presence, you know, from me. So there was a lot of that, just trying to keep her stimulated and make sure that she was developing in the right ways and keeping her entertained, and as well as trying to kind of and having to then like lock myself in my bedroom for hours trying to get some work done, because work and hanging out with Lala, they don't go so well together. Like in my mind, I'm like, I can just send a few emails while I'm hanging with my kid. No, that doesn't work. And that never happens. So she always takes priority in those moments. And so I have to really try to, you know, separate those two things wherever I can. Otherwise, one of them won't get done. So it was tricky to juggle it all, but they were also beautiful moments. We got to, you know, we made Saturdays like our treat days, and every Saturday morning we baked or we made pancakes, or we, you know, walked up to when things opened up a bit, we'd walk up to our favorite bakery and get like a chocolate croissant and then come down. I'm sure like everybody else, I don't know about everyone, but I ate the fridge when I was in lockdown and had to like seriously rein that in at the end of lockdown. Things were getting really out of control. But we just, yeah, we cooked a lot and we spent a lot of quality time together, which was really, really special and amazing. And it's been quite an adjustment to try and kind of, I think for everyone, every part of this journey has been, there's like a new adjustment and a new normal around every corner, which I think has been so challenging for everybody, because, you know, lockdown would let up a bit, but you'd still be restricted in other ways and you'd have to adapt. But, you know, the human beings, we are incredibly strong and incredibly resourceful and incredibly creative. And that is something that really shines through. I mean, we are survivors ultimately. And I mean, it breaks my heart that so many people have lost their lives, lost their jobs, lost, and been separated from family. I mean, it's just, seriously lost or had zero income. Or lost their health. And I don't know, like I said, I don't know one person who has not been infected in these ways. But we really are so strong. The human race, we're amazing. And that is something we must just stay connected to during these times. Do you know what I mean? I don't think we're out of the woods yet, but we certainly got some fight in us. And we will keep pushing forward and keep staying creative.
We don't have any other option, and it's creators like you that keep us going. Tell me about Lock Me Up featuring Moby Dixon. So you did this in lockdown at your house.
Yeah, so I had never released independently before. I've always released through major labels and through various record deals that I've had. When lockdown hit, I set up my little studio and I started to go through some of the music I'd made like just before lockdown. And it's funny how everything at the right time, because I didn't actually write Lock Me Up during lockdown. I wrote it just before, and Moby and I finished it, but it wasn't mastered. It wasn't ready for release. There was no music video finished. There was no date to release it. It was just sitting there, and I just thought, okay, I need to get on it and push the single out in the same way everybody has to in lockdown, which is from the comfort of their bedroom. So it was an amazing experience. I've never released anything independently before, and it was an incredible learning experience. I literally did everything myself. I released on digital platforms, and I think it's something any young artist should experience and familiarize themselves with. I mean, it's just incredible what you can do, like I said, in terms of producing music and releasing music from, you know, from your home, from your bedroom, and with the incredible technology that's out there today in the various digital platforms. So pretty amazing. And I know everybody had to adapt in that way. You know, we all had to work from home and figure things out and upskill ourselves, you know. These are some of the benefits of having gone through what we've all gone through, because I certainly did upskill myself and learn a lot during the process, and just kind of push myself into a lot of new spaces, and scary and challenging and exciting, you know. So yeah,
I think it's very important.
Let me tell you a bit more about the single. Sorry. So, so Lock Me Up, and it's funny, like everything happens at the right time, because the lyrics of that song really do speak to, you know, it just says, you know, no shackles or chains will hold me back. And I felt like, wow, this is just the perfect time for this message to be out there, because it's just such perfect timing. Because it really does resonate with the kind of energy of what we were all feeling, about just kind of feeling locked up and unable to express ourselves and flourish and do what we needed to do and wanted to do, you know. Mm-hmm. I certainly took that from the song during this time, and I hope other people were inspired by it in the same way.
I think that it's so vitally important, just going back to what you were saying earlier. You know, we look at people like yourself, your Tamara Day. I mean, oh my goodness, you have traveled, you have toured, you have been around for so long. You must know everything there is to know in the industry, right? And the fact that you're open enough to say, listen, guys, during lockdown, I upskilled myself, and I think that you should too. I think that's so important, especially for someone who's starting out, who started out this year of all years. Can you imagine? And you're so excited and you're ready to go and you're going to become the Tamara Day, and then all of a sudden the world shuts down and you have to kind of navigate these waters that you've never navigated before. But you being open about it and saying, no guys, you can, and even I did, I had to learn. I think that's so important, and I wish more people would be open about the fact that we're always continuously learning.
No, 100%. I mean, I was even, you know, I had to learn to use Logic, and I know a little bit about the production programs, because I've worked so closely, you know, in Flash Republic, we produced everything ourselves. So I know my way around a few things, but I'd never recorded my own vocals other than into my phone or into little apps on my phone. But I had to quickly learn how to, you know, record my vocals in Logic and send them off to producers. I mean, you know, which was, you know, again, something that we can all learn to do, etc., with the right resources, so at home. So yeah. Crazy and exciting times.
It is, but it's kind of getting, like you say, we're never ready for the next phase, because the next phase is always new, and we're in that new phase where we're now allowed events, but we're not allowed big events, and we're not allowed to be too close to each other. We have to still social distance, but we can go to this event. And BW is doing an unlaunch for the D-Rock.
Yes.
And you are part of this unlaunch with Davina Gordon, who I am obsessed with, and I'm Yes. And you guys are doing this. I have no idea what an unlaunch is. I don't know what is happening, but you do. So please tell me everything.
Yes. So Volkswagen are launching their new T-Rock vehicle, and it's an SUV, and they are known for doing some incredible, like, out-of-the-box stuff.
Yeah.
And in true lockdown and pandemic spirit, they've come up with the most amazing launch concept. They are literally launching. There are 30 small launches around the country. All you have to do is go to their website and register, and you can get yourself a ticket. I mean, it's free. You register and you can come down, and it's going to be an experience. So I'm part of the Joburg leg. There is a Cape Town, Durban, and Johannesburg leg. The Johannesburg leg is happening this coming weekend, from the 27th till the Sunday. I'm going to be there on the Saturday and the Sunday, and basically it's 100 people at a time. So obviously we all want to get out there. We want to be entertained. We want to experience something, you know, exciting. We want to be part of events like this, but these are scary and unprecedented times. So, like, I'm just so excited that they're catering for that, and it's 100 100 people at a time will come and have the experience. It's a two-hour experience, and it's not a normal launch. Therefore, they're calling it an unlaunch, which I quite like.
Yeah.
It's very clever, and I think it's going to be a very different and unique experience. And they've also chosen a really cool lineup of very unique artists, which I really like.
Yeah.
And I believe you're going to get an opportunity to drive the new T-Rock, to see the most incredible installations. It's music, it's art, it's fashion, it's kind of all of the above. And I'm going to be doing a few songs, and I can't tell you how excited I am. I mean, I'm happy to perform for small groups of people. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously we all want to be back where we were, but this is just wonderful to be back on stage and to be able to just be creative and entertain, you know. So I just wanted to look for the – I don't want to get the website wrong. Give me 1 second.
At trockunlaunch.co.za.
There it is. It was out of my head for a minute there. But that is where you can go and register. And come down. Come get out of the house and come and be entertained and thrilled. And we've got some very special things planned. So I'm very excited.
Even me, I hope to be one of the 100. I'm going to go on to trockunlaunch.co.za today and register now.
Yay.
Mara, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for taking time out of your Monday to do this with me. And
such a pleasure. Lovely chatting to you.
Enjoy the rest of this incredible year.
Thank you. We'll make the most of it. And next year it's going to be a better year, guys. I can feel it. I pray it is. Either way, we're going to make the most of it, and we're not going to be held back.